Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am, going around the world, sitting on the bedside table of boys and girls everywhere, telling stories about the people that I meet, the boys and girls that I meet, and the interesting situations that they have, and the funny situations that they have. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how many different ideas young people can come up with. There was a young girl who was playing with her brother, and this young girl was about 6 years old, and she's a good kid, and she was watching her brother, and her brother had a toothpick, and her brother was playing with the toothpick, chewing on it, and talking smart, well, now, how about that, and doing all sorts of crazy things with a toothpick in his mouth, and he was just going on, this toothpick was part of his game, part of his comic game. And his sister said, put that thing away. That's silly. Shouldn't go around walking around with a toothpick in your mouth. And you shouldn't have a toothpick in your mouth anyhow at any time. You put a toothpick in your mouth to clean your teeth, and then you put the toothpick away. But you don't carry it around with you. I carry it around if I want to. I carry it around if I want to. And I want to, so I can carry it around. And the little boy acted real silly. And then he was dancing around the room, and he was talking and dancing and telling everybody how that's a wonderful toothpick that he has. It's a great toothpick that he has. And he loves his toothpick. And everybody looked at him, looked kind of silly. And they said, why, Frederick, do you realize that I don't see a toothpick in your mouth? What? What? And he reached for the toothpick, and it wasn't there. And he looked all over the floor. He could not see it on the carpet. He could not see it on the edge of the floor by the dining room. He could not see it anywhere at all. And he said, Jeanette, you stole it from me. And his sister looked at him and said, well, that would have been a good idea, but I didn't do that. Yes, you did. You said I shouldn't have the toothpick in my mouth while I'm walking around. You said I shouldn't be playing around with a toothpick in my mouth, that it wasn't a good idea. And Janet, you stole it from me. And Janet said, no, I'm afraid you're wrong. Oh, yes, you did. Mom, Janet stole my toothpick. And Mother looked up from her paper and she says, what's going on here? And Frederick said, Janet stole my toothpick. And Mother said, Janet, did you take Frederick's toothpick? No, I didn't, Mom. He was dancing around here with a toothpick in his mouth. I told him, that's not a good idea. He might hurt himself. And he should only use a toothpick when he needs a toothpick after eating or something, and then put it away. Did Janet say that to you? Yes, she did. Did that make you upset? Yeah. Well, yes. You know Janet wouldn't take your toothpick. Janet wouldn't ever take anything that belonged to you, because Janet knows that she respects you and your things, and you respect her and her things, don't you? Yeah. Well, why would you ever think that Janet would take something from you like your toothpick? Because she said I shouldn't dance with it. Well, now, do you think you should dance with a toothpick in your mouth? Well, sure. Do you realize that you could fall down and hurt yourself with a toothpick in your mouth? No. Well, you can. You should never carry anything sharp. You should never run with a knife in your hand. You should never do things where you might lose control and hurt yourself. Because that's a silly thing to do, to hurt yourself when you know better. I know better. I don't. My toothpick won't hurt me. I can have my toothpick in my mouth. It won't bother me. Now, Frederick, I think it's a good idea for you to just settle down right now and say to yourself, I know where my toothpick is. Mom, you always say that. Yes, Frederick, I always say that. Does it always work? Yeah. All right, now you just sit down, Frederick, and you say, I know where my toothpick is right now. I have my toothpick right now. All right. So Frederick sat down, and he looked glaringly at his sister Janet, and he said, phew. And then he said to his mom, Mom, something pinched me. And his mother said, well, stand up and let's take a look. And they stood up, and there was his toothpick on the seat of the chair. He sat right down on his toothpick and it pinched him. Mom, there's my toothpick. See, Janet didn't take your toothpick. She probably put it there. No, Janet didn't take your toothpick. Now, you see, you really didn't lose it. And you always knew how to say, I know where my toothpick is. And you find it. I know where anything is that I misplace or don't know where it is. And you find it.
Yeah, but Janet was making fun of me.
Janet was not making fun of you. Janet loves you very much. She's your sister, and she wants everything to be happy for you and everything to be fun for you. And the only way that she knows how to have things be happy and fun for you is to remind you sometimes when you do something that might hurt you.
Yeah, but...
Now, look. Janet didn't take your toothpick, did she? No. You blamed her, and you blamed her wrong. Do you think it'd be a nice idea for you to take this $2 here and say, Janet, let's go down and have an ice cream. Mom just gave me $2, and I think I'd like to share half it with you.
But, Mom, I don't want to share half with her.
Frederick, sharing is one of the wonderful things we do, and it opens up all sorts of wonderful things for us. Now, if you like, I'll take the $2 back.
No, I'll take Janet.
Okay, well, you take Janet. You go and ask her now.
Hey, Janet.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
I found my toothpick. I sat on it.
Well, that's kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurt.
Well, I'm sorry that it hurt. But, Frederick, I don't ever want you to be hurt. I love you. You're my brother. You know that.
Janet, I love you, too. Would you go and have an ice cream with me?
What?
Where'd you get the money?
Mom gave me $2, and I want to take it. You'd have a dollar ice cream, and I'll have a dollar.
Wow.
Yes, let's go.
And so out the door they went, and they just had a wonderful time having an ice cream together, having a beautiful thought together and thinking how wonderful it is to be a brother and sister who love each other and know where to find everything when they want it, and they're always doing nice things for each other.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. I see Mr. Sandman walking in the door there. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's ready to sprinkle that pixie dust on all the little children, helping them to go to sleep and have wonderful dreams and dream beautiful thoughts. Now, slide under the covers there. Grab your mommy and your daddy and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And snuggle them so tight and tell them how much you love them. Tell them how wonderful. You got to hurry because Mr. Sandman's coming. And then take your teddy bear and huggle him right in next to you. And you can say goodnight to your brothers and sisters who are sitting around here too, because they sort of like Mr. Candle's stories, don't they?
Yeah.
See, they all shout out. They say, yeah. Okay, now it's time to go to sleep. And you snuggle in there. And remember, I'll be here another night telling you stories about wonderful adventures that I've had visiting with children all around the world. And just remember, Frederick's toothpick was never really lost, was it? He sat on it. He found it all right, didn't he? But if he hadn't been such an unhappy boy, he might not have had to sit on it. He could have just saw it first. But anyhow, it didn't hurt him. Well, night-night. Happy dreams. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I'll see you again.